and health plan phone line, talk with Melvin Jones from the Union Missionary Baptist Church. How are you?
Good, how are you?
I haven't talked to you in a while, Melvin. I wanted to talk about the community forum that you were a big part of. It involved the Lansing Police Department, and you wanted to find out more because folks that you were talking to wanted to know more about the shooting of a 17-year-old girl who was shot and killed while in a Bank of America bank. And I thought it was interesting you started the forum off by saying that this wasn't about race.
Absolutely.
Now, elaborate, please.
No, it's about power. It's not about race. I think that to put it there is very divisive. Sometimes when things get filtered through the media, one example, how the press covered the group of pastors that gave a press conference as black pastors. Well, yeah, I'm proud to be black, and there were black pastors there, but the organization is composed of more than just black pastors. So it becomes a very polarizing kind of idea once it's put out in the community, and this is not, in my opinion, what this is about. It has nothing to do with race.
Well, I found that statement interesting as I listened to Cameo King, our WILS news reporter's report that we aired earlier this morning, because when I was reviewing the information and looking at photos and video, I didn't think about race. I just thought about the shooting of a 17-year-old girl. And what you were looking for answers for is why this young girl was shot and killed, why she maybe wasn't disarmed before that, why the officers didn't have tasers. There's a lot of questions that still remain unanswered.
Absolutely. One of the primary questions that remain unanswered is the sequence of events. It's important for me to know exactly when the girl was downed. If the officer officer statement that is true, that he grabbed her and from behind the door and put her down, that's the sequence at the outset, then the rest of it really doesn't make sense. Because once the girl is on the ground, I mean, she can't drop scissors, she can't do the other kind of thing that's stated in the statements that have been made. And that question refuses to be answered as well. When did you take the girl down? Was it at the beginning of the sequence, in the middle of the sequence? That question has yet to be answered.
Well, you put that forth to the chief of police for the city of Lansing, Chief Szymanski. What was the response?
There was no answer to it. There was no clear answer. Unfortunately, Chief Szymanski wanted to be rhetorical about some things, but never getting down to the point of answering the question specifically.
When you don't get the answers to the questions that you're looking for, what's that lead you to believe?
Well, something doesn't smell right here. I'm certainly interested, and I know that the community is interested, because this is the use of deadly force. And I think that when you have the power to use that kind of force, you need to be accountable to the community and for the decisions that you make about that kind of use of force requires accountability to the community.
All right, what's next for you?
Well, what I'd like to see happen is, first of all, that Officer Rendon be taken off the street, particularly at this critical point. Secondly, that the community explore a community review board of some sort, because it doesn't appear to me that in terms of the kinds of questions that need to be raised, that the system as it's established has that ability to really be critical about really getting to the truth.
All right. Melvin Jones is with the Union Missionary Baptist Church. We appreciate your time, sir. We'll talk with you again soon. Thank you.
Thank you.
You're listening to More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WI.